Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, along and with Tamara Thompson here in the studio.
It's nice to be back with you.
And we're in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, of course. We bring you news and views from the unification principal point of view. And tonight's show is, did an extra candidate on the Jefferson County Board of Education election ballot throw the election? So let's jump into that. So here we have the results of the Board of Education election here in Jefferson County, West Virginia, May 12th. We can see that there is very close. The highest vote getter is Natalie Grantham Friend at 3,593. And the top four vote getters, highest four vote getters, won. So that means the last winning person, Carmen Taylor Braddon, was 2,848. But you see that Scott James Seiler, Andrea Elliott, and Kathy Gugulis only differed by a few hundred votes. In fact, compared to Carmen Taylor Braddon, between 316 and 449 votes. But look at this here. Ronell Jones, who actually wasn't running, got 6% of the votes, which took away 1,288 votes. But the total of these three losing candidates was only 797. So this is very close, obviously, but the difference between Seiler and Carmen Taylor Braddon is less than 1.5%. So what was Ronell Jones doing on the ballot?
Well, she was a candidate that dropped out before the race. But that's really the larger question, is why are our laws allowing for a candidate that drops out to still be on that ballot when most of them are done electronically?
Well, good question. So it looks like according to state law, she would have had to drop out by February 17th, the third Tuesday after the registration deadline at the end of January. So that would have been February 17th. But why are, or for the general election, it's 83 days. But since we're using electronic voting now, and why are we not changing the ballot? It could have even been changed, you know, up the day, you know, 2 weeks ahead, the day before, you know, early voting started. So this is a real problem, you know, And I was at a meeting with We the People, and Ronell was there, and she didn't even make a statement about what her platform is. Nothing, zero. So she wasn't prepared to make a statement, like even what she was standing for. But yet, you know, she affected the election. It doesn't seem right to me. What do you think, Tamara?
Well, I definitely agree. And because of the amount of votes that were lost, we didn't have the opportunity to, you know, get a true decision. You know, instead, the amount of votes that were lost in a candidate that pulled out roughly around the 5th of March, so just barely outside of that time frame, cost maybe one of the other candidates the election.
Yeah, again, only 316 votes between Scott Seiler and Carmen Taylor Braddon. And even between Kathy Skinner and Scott Seiler, only 418 votes. That's only one-third of the amount that were sucked up by Ronell Jones. This seems really wrong. I don't know. I think, honestly, I'll say I think it's suspect. Why is this person on the ballot? When they didn't, apparently, by my estimation, this is, of course, just my opinion, but judging from when Miss Jones came to the Tea Party meeting, she wasn't prepared at all to run. So what was she doing on the ballot? I mean, that's a really open question.
That is an open question.
So I think this is really a problem. I mean, you see how close the election is. So I think to avoid this kind of situation, like you were saying, tomorrow in the future, we need to change the law. Okay, now we're using, like, love it or hate it, at least as long as we're going to use electronic voting, let's get some advantage to it that we can change the ballot in a quicker time, like with say 30 days ahead, or even, you know, now it's possible, I don't know when the mail ballots are printed, but I think we have a very small percentage of mail-in ballots in West Virginia. Most of it's electronic. And I understand even the military votes electronically. So this, her name could have been removed. And in my opinion, she threw the election and messed it up. It wasn't her personally, in the sense that if it was Joe Smith or Jill Smith or Bob, whoever, it could have been whoever was on there that wasn't supposed to be on there. That is basically through our election.
When, right, and the lack of the of removing her and the voters not knowing. I mean, her name was listed on the ballot, of course, because it fell within that window, and the most of the voters did not know, so they voted for her. So that, you know, that wasn't her, you know, her fault. Now, not to negate any health problems either, because she told me that she had removed herself from the election because she was suffering from some personal issues, and I more than anybody can understand that. But, you know, also, when our legislation fails us to represent the constituency and our voting is misused and misguided, then, you know, we have a problem with that, because we're not talking about a little amount of people here. We only had 21% participation in the primary voting, okay? 1,288 votes lost is enough to tip the scales, and we all know that. We all know that. So there has to be a better way. There just has to be a better way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Totally agree with that. Viewpoint. So in conclusion, it's very unfortunate that having an extra person, in my humble opinion, through the Board of Education election here in Jefferson County, West Virginia, which was so close, and we've been stuck with these same people like Kathy Skinner and Lori Ogden, what now for another term, and they've already been there, like, I think since 2018, was it?
Yeah. And it's time for us to get rid of the antiquated legislation that allows for this kind of thing to happen, because really it strips us, the constituents, of our say of who we want to represent us. And I'm sure the constituents that went in and voted for Mrs. Jones didn't realize that she had removed herself from the electoral process. I happened to know, because I followed up with her about her candidacy. So if that was, you know, now that everything is electronic and we don't need as much time, we could have handled this better as a community. And that, I think, is something that we need to look into for future elections.
Yeah. And, you know, a thought just crossed my mind. Even so, like you were saying, Tamara, now we have electronic voting. So it seems antiquated that it needs 83 days.
Yeah.
But another point is, even if we didn't have electronic voting or return to paper ballots, why couldn't you have a notice of candidates that were not running? Wouldn't that be just basic decency? I mean, does our governor and legislature and, you know, or other representative officials really want elections that are not accurate, in the sense that people vote for people who aren't even running? And in this case, you know, that through the election. So why couldn't they have a sign up there, or even right on the table? You have to sign in, right? You have to show your ID. Oh, you know, Ronell Jones is not running. Bill Smith is not running. Then if I'm coming in and I see that, oh, well, maybe I'll vote for somebody else.
Yeah, what's the excuse for that? Why wasn't there a posted notice that she had been removed from the ballot as of the beginning of March? Why did we pretend that she was still a candidate?
Yeah.
And furthermore, in the day of technology, why are we doing it so antiquated? I mean, sure, you could have a poster up too, but also all the registered voters could have gotten, doesn't matter what party, but they could all have gotten a text message or some kind of message or some kind of announcement. There could have been anything. But to pretend that she was legitimately still on the ballot and sucked up 1,288 votes when other candidates lost by a mere 400, 500,
as little as 316
yeah.
votes.
Come
she
on.
Sucked up 1,288 votes And the next candidate lost by only 316 votes. That's completely unacceptable.
And why are we pretending that this is more complex than if I was to throw a yard sale on a Sunday, but I got a notice that it was going to rain a couple weeks before, and I see, oh, yeah, it's going to rain. Okay, I'm going to put a sign up, put it on social media. Rescheduled or canceled. Why didn't we not do that for something as important as our Board of Education election? These are our children. And we know that Jefferson County, Berkeley County, and West Virginia as a whole has had a whole lot of problems with our Board of Education and other governmental institutions like Child Protective Services, law enforcement agencies, all kinds of family court. We know that this is an issue. So us pretending, we wanted change. The community wanted change. And instead of getting change, what happened is there was a dark horse on the ballot. That's what happened. And when I say that, I mean it was like a Trojan horse on the ballot. These people didn't know, I'm assuming, because I wouldn't vote. I wouldn't take the time to vote, especially in a primary, and we have such small amount of participation as 21% of voters, and waste my vote on somebody who was to be removed at the beginning of March.
This is unacceptable. Yeah. So I'd like our also local representatives, you know, like Bill Ridenour and Chris Anders and you know, Mr. Funkhauser, all of the above, to weigh in on this and see how we can fix this problem for the future. So this does not happen in the next Board of Education election where we have someone on the ballot throwing the election.
Right. I agree. Amen to that.
Amen. So this has been, did an extra candidate on the Jefferson County Board of Education ballot throw the election here in Jefferson County, West Virginia?
I would say yes.
Yes, it did. And I'm your host, Rich Urban. So if you're concerned about this as well, contact our legislators and let's fix this problem and get the best representation we can on our Board of Education and all other positions as well. So thanks for listening and watching. Please do like, share, and we will see you next time.
Bye-bye.